Hi, this is Steve Farnsworth with Jolt Social Media. I recently had a chance to talk with noted social media author and speaker, David Meerman Scott. Join us.
In terms of the sales cycle, can you talk about what the conversation means and what engagement really means? The value that YCO should care about that?
I think in terms of the sales pipeline, particularly when we're talking about B2B sales or long sales cycles. So B2B, typical, let's call it $100,000, enterprise software installation, or a long sales cycle, even in the consumer space. Like, for example, my daughter is now a junior in high school, and she started researching colleges when she was a freshman. Started going on college websites. She started to sign up for mailing lists. She started to engage with some of the colleges that she was interested in. Starting this year, her junior year, she started to visit some of those colleges and start to actually meet people at some of those colleges in the admissions office and even some of the students who were conducting the tours and whatnot. And then over this coming summer, she's going to start to begin drafting some of her applications and whatnot. So really, really, really long sales cycle. And, some of the things that she tells me are that she really likes seeing videos on the websites, and she really enjoys when some of the colleges treat her not as a number, but as an individual student, and they, treat her in a way where she is an individual who is considering applying as opposed to some, nameless, faceless prospect for admission. And so that becomes an important aspect of a long sales cycle, the B2B sales cycle, is how can you engage in the ways that people, want to be engaged, and how can you end up creating a more human kind of interaction rather than the sort of mass marketing that we've been used to for so long. But I think it always comes down to, where are the people that you're trying to reach? What social networking sites are they interested? How do they like to communicate? If my daughter, by the way, my daughter hates Twitter. She thinks it's really stupid. And she's got a dad who writes books partly about Twitter. And her mother also is currently in the process of writing a book about Twitter. So she gets Twitter from all angles at our household. And she's just totally against Twitter for a variety of reasons. So the last thing you want to do is try to engage my daughter on Twitter. What's the best way to engage? And it varies, and you need to be in touch with what those ways are.
There are a lot of companies, as both B2C and B2B companies, but there are people saying, we have such a finite audience. Our audience is very specific. How do we engage in social media when our audience is very targeted? It seems like it's not a good fit in terms of our resources.
Well, I think that's that in every industry or in every sort of area, there's bound to be some place that people congregate. So, it might be a chat room or a forum. It might be a particular LinkedIn group. It might be a Facebook page. It might be, might be something else. It might be the association's a website where there's a forum that people can have conversations. It's bound to be happening somewhere for the people that practically any organization is trying to reach. And it may not just be one place. It may be multiple places. If it's not happening, then there's an opportunity to start something. There's an opportunity to start a forum or a chat room or a blog or something to aggregate that group of people. I think one of the reasons that people get hung up on that is because they say, oh, my God, there's 100 million people on Twitter or whatever the number is. And there's every second there's 10,000 tweets, and I made that number up, whatever the number is. How am I ever going to break through and reach the 300 people who care about my products? Well, maybe Twitter's not the right way to do that. Maybe the forum that everybody goes to all the time is the way to do that, and that's the place that you need to engage.
I know we're running out of time here, but I want to ask you one last question.
Sure.
If you have a company that's already doing new media and old media, they have a good integration going. In terms of their new media, if they want to look at, you know, we have everything going well. We're auditing everything we're doing. We're refining our processes. But we want to take it to the next level. What do you think companies are doing it really well, what that next level looks like?
I think what the next level looks like for every company where I've seen them go to this next level is that this all becomes natural. It's like breathing. I mean, it's what you do, you know, and it's, again, I keep coming back to the analogy of email and the telephone. I mean, at first, when you first started using, you know, people first started using email, you know, it's like, well, how do I use this weird thing, you know, and then, you know, do I need to reply to every email I get, you know, whatever it is. And then people, you just get used to it. It becomes natural. It becomes a natural part of the way that you interact with the world. The companies that are really doing a good job with this, it's natural. It's completely natural. And they operate in real time. That's the other thing that is a hallmark of this. You know, this is not about, oh my gosh, you know, somebody said something about us on a blog. Let's call in the lawyers. Let's have meetings. Let's figure out what a response is, and a week later have a response. This is about in real time, in 10, you know, in a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes, we respond. And it's a natural kind of thing. So it requires, you know, jumping in, practicing, getting a hang of it. And then over time, both on an individual level and on an organizational level, it just becomes natural. It's that, and again, this revolution idea. I mean, we are in the middle of a revolution. When we're through that revolution, this is all—it's all natural stuff. It's the way people communicate. I mean, again, going back to my daughter. I mean, the way that 17-year-olds communicate is through Facebook. It's instant messages on their telephone. I mean, that's the way it's done. It's I am on the phone, and it's Facebook. Period. They don't use the telephone. They don't use email. They don't use the post office. It's I am on the phone, very, very little voice on the phone, mainly I am on the phone, and Facebook on the computer. So if you want to reach that demographic as they're aging, you know, as they come into the workforce, there is no other way. They're not going to answer your direct mail ad.
If people want to know more about your teachings and your speaking, where can they go?
The easiest and best thing to do is go to Google, type in the phrase viral marketing, and you will find my ebook. I checked it this morning, and it came up in the number 3 position out of 7 million hits. It's called The New Rules. The ebook is called The New Rules of Viral Marketing, and it's been downloaded over 1 million times. So I encourage anyone to download that. It's totally free, no registration required whatsoever. I don't ask you to fill out any email forms or anything like that. You just click the button and you're downloading the ebook in a PDF form. And then within that, you can find a link to my site, which is davidmeermanscott.com. You can find my blog, which is Web Inc. Now, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is DMScott.
Fantastic. Thank you again for taking time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
If you like today's podcast, please say thanks by clicking on the share button. If you'd like to know about future posts from Digital Marketing Mercenary, please subscribe. Thanks for listening.